true thoughts or toxic thoughts. As my own daughter searched frantically for her lost keys one day, she heard, "Mummy, you will find your keys now. I have prayed to Jesus." And she did. Those were the words of a child not yet 3 years old, but a child that trusted God. Simple, trusting, childlike faith means having a true and a correct perspective of God. A right concept of God makes for right theology and righteous, practical living. Simple, isn't it? Oh, and yet how difficult when we have built up false perceptions of Him. Right thinking about God is the bedrock of belief. Right thinking about God is the foundation of faith. For no other foundation can be laid than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Any false notions we have allowed to develop in our minds must be laid aside. Any incorrect attitudes we've allowed to dull our vision of God must be banished. But His true identity often lies buried beneath the rubbish of religious indoctrination. His perfect attributes are often distorted by the emotional damage we have sustained, or His character is all too often superimposed over the destructive actions of others. But such a God is one birthed out of the shadow of a bruised and bloodied heart. Wrong thoughts towards God and imperfect attitudes about Him are a death knell, for all doctrinal error has its roots in a wrong perception of God and His Christ. Such thoughts must be banished, and such attitudes must be corrected. And the curious thing is that we are warned in Scripture of this very problem. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Oh, this incredibly simple text is heavily pregnant with meaning and truth. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Have you ever stopped to consider your thoughts and what you think? For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Have you ever analysed your thoughts and your attitudes of heart? For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Have you ever stopped to consider your own thoughts and what you think? Have you considered how much our thoughts affect our lives? Have you ever done a study on the control of our thoughts in Scripture? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Have you ever considered how every sin is birthed? Every sin is conceived as a thought. We read that when desire hath conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. And note the word desire, craving, longing, lust. It's a desire for what is forbidden. And it starts with one thought. Have you ever considered how God's word is His tool to search out our thoughts? For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Have you ever analysed your thoughts and your attitudes of heart? For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Have you ever contemplated how toxic imperfect thoughts of God must be? Have you ever understood that wrong thoughts of him destroy a childlike trust? Have you ever considered how poisonous such flawed thoughts are to our soul? Oh, this is really worth thinking about. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.